I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Joel Berg, Executive Director of the New York Coalition to End Hunger. Joel, can you give us a sense of how you've been faring in response to the storm?
It's been a great challenge. Our office is closed because the building has no electricity. It knocked down our server, so it's even hard to communicate with my staff and our volunteers and the soup kitchens and pantries we represent. So we've been trying to make phone calls to the ones that we can get a hold of. I actually walked around and visited some today that didn't have electricity, and it's tough times. They're getting an influx of people needing food, both the regular low-income people who normally need extra help, but also other people who just don't have access to electricity or stores. That are open. So there's definitely a challenge in Lower Manhattan, where I spent much of the day, but I understand in parts of coastal Brooklyn and Queens and Staten Island, the problem may be even worse.
Wow. So how has your staff been faring? Were people able to get into work? Was the transportation an issue for them?
Well, we literally can't get into work because the building is locked. We're in an office building, and the building literally isn't open. So I met a number of staff today at a central site, and we were able to talk for a bit, but we've been communicating mostly by phone. We finally got our emails up and running. I was happy today to participate in an event with Governor Cuomo where he announced a large infusion of federal food coming into New York City from FEMA, and I played a small bit role in distributing some of that to one site on the Lower East Side that particularly needed it, the Father's Heart Ministry. So I'm thankful. The only bright spot in this is a strong, robust federal government. I know some have suggested that the federal government not play a significant role in disaster relief, and the events of the last few days prove why that's utterly preposterous.
And can you kind of elucidate for us, we've been hearing a lot about FEMA support, and what role can FEMA play for organizations specifically?
Well, today they arrived in New York City with a few tractor trailer loads of ready-to-eat meals. So for me, they were the cavalry, and the cavalry in the saving the day, good cavalry, not the cavalry massacring Native Americans, bad cavalry.
Sure.
But there's no way a state or municipality would have all that food in stock. They bring it from another part of the country where operations are working. That's one part of the federal government. Another part of the federal government, USDA, which I work for 8 years in the Clinton administration, is making disaster food stamps available for people who newly need food stamps, but also replacement food stamps available. In other words, if you had food stamps and if you bought food and it was in your fridge or freezer and went bad, the federal government will pay for that to be reimbursed. So there are very specific, concrete ways just on the food front the federal government is helping. That there's no way the state and local governments would be able to do it alone without that federal support.
Now, because your office is closed, I mean, where can you direct people who are interested in seeking out some of the services that you've mentioned here?
You can certainly go to our website, nyccah.org. We have a Facebook page where we are giving updated information to volunteers, the New York City Coalition Against Hunger's Facebook page. Also, you can go to the city's website if you're in need of food. And they can tell you both how to get food stamps, but also there are a number of food distribution sites around the city, mostly in Lower Manhattan and coastal Queens and Brooklyn, where people in need of food can access it tomorrow afternoon.
And what are the coalition's plans, action plans for the next couple of days?
Well, we're focusing on a number of issues. Number one, engaging in direct food distribution, making sure that those open-air distribution sites that are out there, people know about it, that they're efficiently run, that people in the neighborhoods, particularly in public housing units that may not have been evacuated, know about the food. We're working with groups to make sure that volunteers are going door-to-door to get food to the shut-ins. Two, we're making sure existing pantries and kitchens can get as much food as possible, particularly those agencies that lost food in refrigerators and freezers due to the storm. Three, we are making sure that people know about emergency food, disaster food stamps and replacement food stamps, and going to be, you know, monitoring to make sure the city delivers them in an efficient and compassionate manner. And lastly, we're going to try to coordinate with some of our peer organizations if we can get a hold of them. Unfortunately, many of the key organizations in New York City are in the same boat we are. They're below 34th Street, and they're without power. They're without email. They have staff that are in New Jersey or Long Island as we do. So it's a challenging task, but we'll be doing our best to meet it.
Great. So if folks want to find out ways to get involved or donate or look for other resources, again, your website's
www.nyccah.org. And whether you donate to us or the Food Bank for New York City or City Harvest, we would urge people to provide money. Often people want to provide food, and honestly, in a crisis like this, and really throughout the year, it's a very inefficient way to handle donations. Just the pickups of the food become more trouble than it's worth. All of our organizations are far better able to use money to get the resources we need at hand.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that feedback of the logistical challenges. Well, thank you so much. Our thoughts are definitely with you and the communities that you're serving, and we look forward to watching the progress of recovery and wish you the best of luck getting back into your office. But definitely keep us in touch and let us know.
Thank you. The only other point I'd make is I hope your listeners understand that for low-income people, the recovery won't be done when the lights are on. There are people who have been suffering for years in this economic downturn and after that. And we hope all this energy people put into understanding that people shouldn't go a few hours without food due to a natural disaster should understand that they certainly shouldn't go without food after years of man-made disasters.
That's a great point, Joel, and thank you for sharing it. We look forward to hearing more from you. And let's definitely stay in touch and keep fighting to end hunger in the U.S. and the world.
Thank you so much for highlighting food issues. Bye.
Bye-bye. Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.